The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's easy to forget that there's a war still going on in Libya, but there is. The same war that President Obama said would take days, not months, is now entering month number three. But wait, you say, doesn't U.S. law state that within 60 days of sending soldiers to war, a president has to get approval from Congress? Well, yes, there is. It's called the War Powers Act. And it says that without a vote in Congress, we would have to pull out of this war by June 19th. Unless, of course, it's not really a war. More after this. Under the War Powers Act, President Obama now has until June 19th to end our involvement in the war in Libya, unless Congress gives him permission to stay longer. But that's only if what we're doing in Libya qualifies as a war. As some in the White House see it, we have no ground troops. What we do is we come when we're called, let loose a few high-tech bombs, then leave. Something Defense Secretary Gates preferred to describe as a limited kinetic action. Basically, we're just firing weapons in a certain direction. And while you mull that over, CBS's Alan Pizzi reports a last-ditch effort to get Muammar Gaddafi to leave has failed.
Gaddafi said he was willing to talk about a ceasefire, but made no mention of meeting the rebels' key demand that he step down. The same answer that scuttled the last such peace effort.
And while you mull that over, look at this. U.S. ground forces may be strictly prohibited from setting foot in Libya, but an Al Jazeera video did capture some soldiers from another NATO country whose boots seem to be very much in contact with Libyan soil.
Evidence for the first time of Allied boots on the ground, possibly British, seen liaising with the fighters. The men left hurriedly when they spotted us.
All of which leads me to conclude that whether the War Powers Act applies or not, somebody at NATO would very much like all this to go away by June 19th, just in case. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, May 31st, 2011.